Blog Talk Radio.
I used to be so broken, lost, empty. A heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening. But in your pain lies a blessing, a sweet and sour victory. So keep walking, 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 though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see there's one thing that get your heart bleeding. But what are you gonna do now? I think it's time you break free and keep walking, 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 though it seems so far. No, it doesn't really matter who you are. See, there's one thing.
Good morning to you, Pioneers Table. God bless you. Amen. We praise God that today is Friday. Amen. It's Friday, and we're just happy that it's Friday. Amen. Now, for some of us, it don't really mean too much because we have to work the weekend. Amen. But it is another day that God has allowed us to wake up in. Amen. It's another day that he allowed us to breathe, another day that he has allowed us, amen, to praise him and to give him all of the honor, because he is definitely worthy, amen, of all the honor and of all the praise. And I love the Lord. Amen. That is my testimony. Amen. Coming before you a little early on today, that's all right. Amen. As long as we are recorded, amen, and you're able to get your end of the week refuel. Amen. I wanted to talk to you today, amen, about, have you ever, you know, been trying to encourage someone, amen, that was going through whatever they was going through, and they concentrated on the problem, but you were the one that was concentrating on the solution, amen. That makes me think about the blind man in Bethsaida, amen. He concentrated, amen, on his infirmity, and God was concentrating, amen, on making him whole. Amen. No, man, he wasn't blind. Amen. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. But the lame man, amen, he was concentrating on his infirmity, and God was concentrating on making him whole. Amen. So if you have your Bibles, you can turn with me real quickly, amen, to John, the 6th chapter, amen, and we're going to go to, amen, wait a minute. Let me find my verse. You know, John, the 5th chapter. I'm sorry. Amen. We're going to go to John, the 5th chapter. Amen. And we're going to start at the 5th verse, John 5:5. Amen. It says, and a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. Amen. This, I'm going to deal with this from a different angle on this morning. Amen. Not so much about how Jesus had made him whole, but how he did not acknowledge this man's excuse, amen. Here he lied at the pool, amen, and he had been suffering with this infirmity, amen. He had been suffering with what was his handicap for a long period of time. Let me tell you something. When people looking at you and when people know that you are going through something, they know how long you have been going through it, amen. And I'm pretty sure there's probably somewhere talking about it too, amen. And you know, you will have people like that in your life where they're always going through something, and it's never nothing new. It's usually the same thing that they've been battling and dealing with for a long, long period of time. You know, and then you're like, you know what, do you want some help with this? You know, is there anything that I can do to help you? You know, and you go to encourage them. You have to know that God is able. You know what I'm saying? God is just. I mean, he has no respect to person. He's willing to pull you out, you know, and they won't even acknowledge the encouragement that you're trying to give them. They want to concentrate and acknowledge the pain. Amen. And I've just come to realize that that is what people knows the most. And they know pain. Amen. And they know negativity. Amen. And that's what they like to embrace themselves with. And that's what they like to be surrounded by. Amen. That is the moment where you shake the dust off your feet. Amen. And you keep it moving. Amen. Because it will discourage you and it will frustrate you to a certain extent when you're using your energy and using your time. Amen. To encourage somebody that is going through something, and they cannot focus on the word of the Lord because they want to focus on what their issue is. I've seen people come through major breakthroughs. I've seen people to be healed, set free, and delivered, and not even hours later, they were still concentrating on the thing that God just brought them out of. Amen. They're not thinking about the victory that they have. They're not thinking about, you know, that of this brand new start that they have. You know, they still want to talk about and still talk about this thing, you know, that's been on them for the majority of their life. They're not thinking about anything positive. It's just something that's always negative. Them kind of people get on my nerves. Amen. Can I just be transparent on a Friday? Amen. If I tell you that God is able, amen, to do anything but fail, I don't say that just to be saying it. I say it because I know that it's real, and I know that he is able to do anything but fail. Yeah, but, you know, I'm still going through this. And that. Well, you know what? It's because you don't know him, amen, to be the victorious one in your life. Amen. You want to embrace the negativity. You want to sit, amen, and still hold on to pain and to uncomfort, amen, to handicap and to disease, because that's where the enemy has arrested you. But Jesus, amen, he did not even acknowledge, amen, the excuses that this man gave him. He didn't, you know, he didn't entertain it. He didn't talk to it. He didn't think about it. He was just like, you know, take up your bed and walk. Amen. First he asked him a question, wilt thou be made whole? And the man answered him. He was like, you know, I have no man to put me in the water. Nah, 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 nah. And so he didn't acknowledge any of that. Amen. He told his sisters to rise, take up your bed, and walk. Amen. First you got to get up out of some stuff. Amen. And when you get up, you got to take what is precious. Amen. Take the thing that God has given you. You take your resting place. You take it with you. When God bring you out, you bring everything out. Amen. That God has ordained for you to bring out with you. Amen. And walk. Walk away. Amen. From the pit. Walk away from the degradation. Walk away from the negativity. Walk away from the things that hold you bound. Amen. And then be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. Don't stay in the same state of mind. And when God brings us out of things, and when he comes and sets us free, we can't stay thinking with the mind that we were held captive with in the first place. You have to change your mind. You have to change your thinking. Amen. So that you can see God, amen, in a different realm and in a different place, doing something different and new at the same time in your life, amen, and not so much that you despise the pit, amen, but the pit has served its purpose, amen. You don't want to stay there longer than what you were supposed to, amen. Some of us, you know, our exes are long overdue, amen. We stay in a place longer than what we were supposed to, and by staying longer, amen, that now makes us trespass in a land that was never even created for us to be in. It was a temporary stop. Hallelujah, Jesus. And some of us have taken our temporary stops and have tried to make them a permanent resting place. And now we want other people to come in, amen, and be permanent in our agony, amen. And then we become angry at people that do not want to spend time in the pit with us. Let me tell you something. The people that come by and stop and visit you in the pit, they have been anointed to come and pull you out of the pit. They have not been anointed to come in and wallow in the mud with you. They have not been anointed to come in and stay in the dark with you. They merely came to come and pull you out and keep it moving to the next revelation in your life. Do not stay in the place, hallelujah, that you were only supposed to stop by for a temporary visit, for a processing for your next level. It did not come to kill you. It did not come to make you lame, nor did it come to make you blind, but it came to process you for the next level that you are about to enter into. Hallelujah. And when you stay in the pit longer than what you're supposed to, then you begin to forget the promise. You begin to forget the provision, and you begin to forget who God really is, that God himself can show up and ask you, will you be made whole? And instead of giving him a yes, God, do what you want to do in my life. Bring me out of this thing. I'm ready. I'm coming out with my hands up. I'm coming out waving my white flag. I'm coming out, God, completely surrendered to you. Instead of doing those things, you will begin to think about the mess that you're in. But wait a minute, you're talking to a God that is able to sustain you. You're talking to a God that is able to pull you out of anything, but that would be the easy way out. He would rather you come through like the soldier that he has created you to be, hallelujah, and not to stay and dwell in a place that was only meant to process you. We have to keep it moving. You have to rise, take up your bed, and walk. Enough with this wallowing in mud and in self-pity. Enough with, oh, I just can't go on. The devil is a liar. Get up, walk, and do what God has called you to do. Amen. Don't start your mornings off with all this negative, I just can't. Well, what can you do through Christ that has strengthened you? Because my Bible tells me that we can do all things through Christ. Hallelujah. Because he is strengthening us. Not the negativity that we shove in our ear gates. gates, not the lies and garbage that we push into our minds, but through Christ who strengthens us. Hallelujah, Jesus. And you have to get to a place where you want to be strong. You want to be strong in God. You want to be victorious. You want to be the head and not the tail. You want to be in the place that God has called you. You want this thing so bad that you can taste it, you can feel it, and you can see it. Hey, the vision when you're standing on a promise is way different, hallelujah, than what you see when you are in the pit. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you it's a whole nother set of eyes that you will begin to look through when you allow, amen, the promises of God to come in and to make you and to shape you and pull you into the place that he has created for you to be, the place that he has created for you to go. Amen. So as you have to stop taking so much time, people of God, encouraging and pulling people out that do not want to come out. Jesus did not entertain, amen, he did not entertain this man, amen, his sob story, amen. He spoke to him and he told him what to do. You know, he asked him the question, wilt thou be made whole? Amen. And when you go to encourage somebody, that's the first thing that you ask them. Amen. You want to see where their head is at. Do they even believe that they can come out? Some people have been so burdened out and beaten on and trodden on that they don't even think that they can come out. They think they've been called to suffer and to live beneath their means. And let me tell you something. That is not the will of God. His will is that is that we prosper as our soul prosper. Amen. You know, you're not supposed to stay in a broken down, defeated state of mind. Yes, walk in the spirit of humility, amen, but we need to look like the reflection of God, amen. People need to be able to look at us and see him through us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, and that he is not somebody that's just ruling over us with an iron rod and beating us into submission, but we come willingly submitting ourselves to the throne of grace, willingly, and we do this thing, and because we are willing and because we are obedient and because we sacrifice for the cause of Christ, amen, God blesses us, not because he has to, but because he wants to, amen. It is his good will. It is his intention, amen. And I want everything that God has designed and created for me. I don't want some of the stuff. I want it all. You can call it what you want to. I want everything that God said that I can have. I want all of it, all of it, all of it, all of it. You hear me? I'm leaving nothing left behind. I want everything that God has promised me that I can have. So you ask him, do you want to be free? Do you want to be made whole? Do you want to come out of this thing that you're in? And your response, you know what I'm saying, they're either going to tell you yes, or they're going to tell you, well, you know, I've been struggling with this for a long time, and I don't have nobody with me, and my mama, blah, 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 and my daddy, blah, 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 and I don't have no family, and every time I get ready to get up, I get pulled back. That, you know what? Don't acknowledge any of that. Amen. Don't acknowledge any of that. Amen. Because you want them to stop acknowledging it, okay? So you don't acknowledge that. No, we're not going to take time with that. Listen to what people have to say. Amen. But when it becomes a repeat offense, just, you know what, it's just time to keep it moving. Go ahead to the next person. Amen. Go ahead and be an encouragement somewhere else. Amen. Stop spending so much time, amen, trying to encourage people that do not want to be encouraged. Some people love the mess that they are in. But Jesus spoke to this man. Amen. Even after he was talking about, you know, how he been, you know, every time he go to the pool, so somebody go down in front of him. Okay, well, you know, we have established that. Okay, so this is what you do now. Rise, take up your bed, and walk. So Jesus is saying, look, I'm about to make you whole without you even having to wait on the angels to come down and stir the water no more. I'm getting ready to do this for you. Amen. You about to do something that none of the rest of them have done. You don't even have to wait on the next season or the next harvest. I'm going to do this for you right now. He give him instructions. And if he did, and had he not did what Jesus had told him to do, he would be suffering, amen, to this very moment had he still been alive with the same infirmity. Why? Because he paid the instruction no attention. He didn't pay Jesus any attention. He would have just blocked it all out. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And so he told me, he said, look, take up your bed and walk. And guess what? He took up his bed and he walked. and he was healed, and he was set free. Amen. And he went on to do whatever life was left that was laid in front of him. Amen. You want to do what is next. You don't want to keep doing the same thing over and over again. Amen. So you have to have a different frame of mind. Amen. You have to receive your healing. You have to receive your encouragement. You have to receive your breakthrough. You have to receive the thing, amen, that God is giving you. Because if you don't receive that, amen, and with a thankful heart, then you're not going to receive anything else that God has. Amen. It makes it a waste of time. Amen. And we're not in the, we don't have time to waste any more time. Amen. I said from this day forward, I'm not getting ready to keep trying to encourage nobody that don't want to be encouraged. You want to talk about your problem? I'm not the problem. I don't want to talk about the problem. I want to talk about the solution. Amen. Because if I'm coming to you, then 9 times out of 10, I already see your problem. Amen. I already see what the issue is. Now I'm giving you a way out. Do you take it? Do you want it? Or do you not want it? What is it that you want to do? Amen. And you have to know, people of God, amen, that when words come out of your mouth, amen, that is the power of life and death that is resting in your tongue. You have the power and the authority to speak to any situation, amen. But if that person is not lined up and in agreement, amen, if they're not believing for themselves, amen, you have to be able to pick up on that, and you have to be able to recognize it, because if not, what will end up happening is that you will end up getting discouraged, amen, and you will begin to doubt the gift that God has given you, amen. That's just another tactic of the enemy to come and just distract you from what's really, really important. Listen, some people are just not going to get it, amen. Some people, not that you're just going to give up on them, but some people, they just don't want it. They would rather lay in glory in the bed of affliction, amen, instead of receiving the fullness and the wholeness of Jesus Christ, amen. And on this Friday, I want you to make a conscious decision, amen, and make a conscious effort. I'm not going to waste any oil, amen. I'm not going to throw my pearls before swine. I'm not going to waste any oil, and I'm not going to waste any time, amen. I'm on the battlefield for the Lord. And if you don't want it, I'm sure the next person do. And if the next person don't want it, it's the person behind them that do. Find the person that want it and just begin to pour. Let them know that Jesus loved them no matter what they've done, no matter where they're at in their life. Salvation is made readily available. Breakthroughs are readily available. Amen. The Spirit of God is readily available. Amen. The kingdom at the moment that you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, now the kingdom come. The kingdom is on the inside of you. Amen. You do not have to stay in a defeated place. You do not have to stay in a defeated state of mind, because God is able to do anything but fail. I live by it. I walk by it. I preach by it. Praise God. Amen. And the thing, he is faithful to complete the very thing that he began. Amen. He that began a good work in you, he is faithful to complete it. And I know God is going to finish with me. Amen. I may not be all the way there right now, but he is still finishing me. Amen. But that don't mean that I stop where I'm at and wait on the finish. No, I'm going to keep going. And it's going to be in my going. It's going to be in the press that God blesses you. It's going to be while you're doing what God has called you to do. He's going to come and see about you. And he's going to encourage you for your journey. Amen. Receive the healing. Receive all that God has for you. Amen. In this day, in this time, and in this season. Amen. Don't walk around and live in a defeated state. That's not how God created you. You can come out if you want it. So I ask you today, wilt thou be made whole? I want to hear the excuse. I'm not going to even acknowledge those excuses. I'm telling you now to take up your bed. Take up your bed and walk. Amen. Change your mind about the situation. Begin to view it differently. Amen. I understand, you know, everybody go through stuff, and, you know, everybody, but you know what? Understand this, that God is able. Amen. And if you want it bad enough, he is available for you. Amen. Not going to be wasting a bunch of breath and time. Keep talking about the same thing over and over again. That gets frustrating. Amen. When you give people encouragement, you give them directives, and you give them a way out, and they keep going back to the same thing. I'm like, hold on. I don't have time. Amen. To be lying down in this sick bed with you. Amen. I'm good. Amen. I just want you to be good. I'm not going to lay in nobody's sick bed. I didn't make that bed, so I don't have to lay in it. Praise God. Amen. You know, I've counseled people, you know, and when you sit and talk to people and listen to them, Once I've been in some services where the Spirit of God has been so mighty, it's been so high, and I will give the people what thus saith the Lord. And, you know, while we're in front of people, oh, his hands raised up, yes, I'm receiving the word of God. But then, you know, as soon as you get home, now they think it's okay for them to call me to start talking about the problem. No, negative Ghost Rider. We're not acknowledging that anymore. You're either going to do what God say do or you're not. You're either going to accept him or not. You're either going to believe him or not. The choice is up to you. He ain't forcing nobody to do anything. It is your choice. You either want to be free in God or you're not. Amen. I hope you've been blessed on this episode of the Pioneer's Table. And we've got some awesome things coming in store. Amen. I just know that if you stay faithful to God, he's going to be faithful to you. Amen. This is Fabulous Friday. I want you to be fabulous on today. Amen. Not no bunch of makeup piled on or some tennis heels or, you know, but fabulous in your heart, because that's where the kingdom of God is dwelling. And you are the epitome of walking in kingdom authority, walking in love. Amen. Walking in patience and in kindness, and that you are representing God. Amen. That is what makes you fabulous. Amen. And when you're fabulous on the inside, you'll be fabulous on the outside. I love you, Pioneer's Table. I look forward to speaking into your ear gates real soon. Amen. Meet me back here on the radio waves Monday afternoon, amen, at 12 o'clock noon. If anything changes, I will definitely let you know. But as of right now, Monday at 12 o'clock noon, I love you. Be encouraged and be fabulous.
Your love.